Former CIA operative Robert Baer has written what some are calling one of the most important and original books on the Middle East in recent years. It's called The Devil We Know, Dealing with the New Iranian Superpower. In the second part of our interview conducted with Baer earlier this week, we asked about a statement in the book that most Americans' knowledge about Iran is accepted unconditionally from what the Bush administration says. WMNF asked Baer, isn't that the case with most international news in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. Americans only focus on foreign policy when they're forced to, when there's a major war. Otherwise, they don't have much time for it. You know, CNN headline, USA Today, and you just get the headlines. That's about all the time they have for it. And that's the only time we've had for Iran is the face, Ahmadinejad, wiping Israel off the map. And they miss this nuance. Now, what the new president has got to do is immediately start focusing on Iran, because if we don't do something about Iran, Israel will, which could bring us into World War III. And you have to keep in mind that the Iranians can take our economy down. We have to face this fact. Simply by rocketing Saudi Arabia's oil facilities, closing the Strait of Hormuz, they could drive the price of a gallon of gasoline in this country up to $10 to $12.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Baer, and that is the question that's been proposed at one of the presidential debates earlier this year, which is this whole premise that if Iran, which has been bellicose about Israel, but of course has not done anything there, if they do, do the Americans respond or react? It seems like almost a trick or gotcha question, but it's a one that's surfaced a lot during this campaign.
Well, I mean, it's a bit of a red herring, because the Iranians are not going to attack Israel because they know that they would be, in return, in retaliation, destroyed. On the other hand, this country is committed to the security of Israel, and no candidate, Republican or Democrat, is going to change that now. So their answer has to be yes. But the real question is, what do we do about this new Iranian empire? How do we stop it? How do we contain it? Or how do we bring it onto our side? And that's a nuance that's not getting across in the election at all.
Right. We're speaking with Robert Baer again. He's the author of the new book, The Devil We Know, Dealing with the New Iranian Superpower. And Robert Baer, interestingly, you write in your book that if Iran's annexation of the south of Iraq holds, the implication is that Iran will one day have de facto control over Iraq's oil, giving it more weight in OPEC. I guess my first question is, how do they manage to annex southern Iraq?
Well, and it's actually worse. I mean, this is the problem writing contemporary history. Things either get worse or better, you know, by the time it gets into print. But actually, since I wrote those words, you've got the government in Baghdad refusing, today I'm talking about, giving us a basing agreement in Iraq for our troops. So we're going into December when our mandate in Iraq runs out. We still don't have an agreement. The embassy and the military have stated flat out it is Iran that is blocking it. So in other words, the government effectively is the proxy of Iran in Baghdad. I mean, there's the only way you can interpret that, if it is Iran that is stopping an agreement. So we have Iran that controls Baghdad and the south and the Iraqi military. They have more control over than we do. And this is the kind of annexation I'm talking about. I'm talking about empire by proxy. You don't have Iranian troops in Iraq. You've got their proxies, which is Maliki, the prime minister, and most of the parliament.
And so in following that, in terms of the control of the oil down in that area, is that something that we've got to be really concerned about?
No, we should be very concerned about it. I mean, we can let Iran, you know, accumulate power over the next 10 years, you know, unlimited power, and ignore it. We can bring them on our side. But they are talking about building a pipeline from Basra, which is the main export route for Iraqi oil. They're talking about building a pipeline down to Abadan and export Iraqi oil through Iran, which would effectively give Iran control of Iraqi oil. So if a vote comes up in OPEC to cut back production, the Iranians are going to have, what, 9 million barrels of oil between the two countries they're going to control, which approaches Saudi Arabia's quota.